Let's catch up with Ray Huxley, of course, who's done the form for Victoria's provincial meeting. And we're heading to Yarra Valley this afternoon, having a look at the scratchings in the early part of this meeting. They're racing on a good four, the rail's in the true. It's an eight-race program. In the three-year-old maiden scratch, the 5, 6, 9, 12, and 15. And Licorati is the horse trained by the Corstons camp, and Troy Corstons gave that gallop a really good push, a filly by Street Boss. Race 2 scratched the 4, 7, and 8, along with the 14, 15, 16, and 17. Race number 3 on the program, you can scratch the 13, but Love Planet, Dean Lester, gave that horse a good push this morning as well on the Melbourne Form Panel. Scratchings in at race number 4, you can scratch the 11. And race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. So let's say a big hello to Ray Huxley. G'day, Hucker.
Good morning, Gareth. Not a bad program at Yarra Valley today. I think there's a couple of very tough races, but a couple of races that I do like.
All right, then. Race number 5, scratch the 2, Big Darryl, and the horses 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 down the bottom. It's $6 the field. Bucket Hoax, the favourite, at $6 here.
Yeah, it's a very, very tough race, as the market indicates. I'm going with number 12, Magnica. We have a look at it, and it says it's drawn 18, but with all the scratchings, the emergencies coming out, it'll come into barrier 12. Its recent form has been good, and I really liked its last run when it ran fourth at Geelong in a 58 grade there. It was only beaten a length and a half, and I thought it was a very good run. I think that was a stronger field than what it's meeting today. The stable won a race last night, Jared Robinson and Jack Martin. They combined to win the staying race last night, so their luck may continue here in a very tough race. I've gone for it to win over number 9, Ever Loved a Woman. It sprinted hard at the end to win last start, and next best 3-1, 12 from 9, 3-1.
Let's have a look at race number 6, Restricted 58 over the 1200 metres. Tax Free is out along with the 10 Sticks. Market tells us that Nuclear Chevrolet will be hard to beat for Johnny Sadler and Jack Hill at $2.80. We did have a chat to John Sadler today. He didn't really give that horse a great push. You got Gun Island at $14, Sakarik at $3.10 for Shay Nichols and Clayton Douglas. Then we go to Mystery Diamond at $6 as well. How do you assess this race?
I think number 5 will probably run favourite and probably win the race for mine. He's only a four-year-old. He's only had the 9 starts. Gee, was impressive when he won at Bendigo back on the 30th of May. He jumped to the front on that occasion. He just rolled along, and he won by over 4 lengths and beat a handy field. And then he went to Echuca, and he won the over race. I think it was probably he'd come to the end of his preparation, which horses get up on the bit. That's usually a sign that they've had enough for that preparation. So he was turned out for a break. He has had a couple of jump outs recently, and he's gone very well in the jump outs. So I think he will be winning here. I think he'll start favourite, and I think he'll win. I put in number 7, second, Mystery Diamond, 2 runs back from his spell of both being good. Nuclear Chevrolet, he's got a chance, but he's silly odds at the moment. And then we go to number 3, the Fred Express. I go 5, 7, 2 and 3.
Yeah, Johnny Sadler's best there at Yarra Valley. He's got 2 runners. If you forget, he's a commander's start there the other day. If he takes his trial form to the races, he'll be hard to beat. In the opening race, Jack Hill takes the ride there. Let's move on with this preview at Yarra Valley. We're up to race number 7. A restricted 58 over the 1,200 metres. Arctic Star, the 11, comes out. $5 the field. Curious Heart at $5. And, can this be the day for Sleek Achiever?
Look, he's starting to send us, or me in particular, crazy, because I keep having something on him and he keeps running second. Remarkable, he's run 10 seconds and 7 thirds. He's only won 2 races, but gee, he keeps on trying very hard. And he certainly deserves to win. He's got the claim today, 2 kilos off for Laura Lafferty. He's got the blinkers off today, and they put a set of visas on him. I'm sticking with him one more time. I sort of thought no more after last time, but I've got to stick with him again. Number 7, I put in for second, Lola Rossi. And number 5's got a good chance, Curious Heart. It's 2 runs back have been solid. And then to number 9, 4, 7, 5, and 9.
And race 8, restricted 58 over the 1,000 metres, scratched the 1, 6, 7, 16, 17, and 18. And Make an Effort, the $4 favourite here from Black Sea at $4.80.
Yeah, I think Make an Effort might be the one to beat here. He had a shocking barrier, but again, with the emergencies coming out, he now comes into a decent barrier. He comes into barrier 10, and she'll go forward. And she won well at Bansal last night. She led all the way and won quite comfortably by 2.5 lengths. I don't think she'll probably lead today. I think probably Sally Sells Shells. Someone obviously hates race callers. I think it'll probably lead. I think Make an Effort might be able to camp on it and be a bit strong at the end. I go 5 to win from number 4, Black Seas, then number 9, Sully, and number 12, third coming. It was quite nice in the jump out at Sandown recently. It's got a chance as well. I go 5, 4, 9, and 12. Gareth, I made the best. I go right back to race 4, actually, not one of the quaddy legs, but race 4. Number 4, Miss Sharp, I think, will be winning. I agree with Dean Lester. Race 3, number 7, Love Planet, he'll be winning. And for the best value, I think, is definitely race 6, number 5, Zuccarac. I think he's about 3.10, 3.20 at the moment. He'll run favourite, I'm pretty sure of that. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, 1, 3, 9, 12. The second leg, 2, 3, 5, 7. Third leg, 4, 5, 7, 9, and the last leg, 4, 5, 9, and 12.
Okay, do you have a special at the valley there, Ray?
Look, it's a really hard valley meeting. I thought in race 6, number 5, Kalkani Royale looked very, very well placed.
All right, mate, enjoy your day.
Good, thanks, buddy.